Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. The Epiphany celebrates the arrival of the Magi at the stable where Jesus Christ was born. Now, that term Magi is a very old word. It referred to priests, scholars, and astrologers. In those times, almost no one was educated. Almost no one could read or write. Tradition tells us that the Magi were educated, men of learning. My father was a man of learning. He took many of his college courses in Latin. In his university days, he could read and write Greek. Ours was a very traditional family. Mom ran the house and Dad ran our education. At least he thought he did. Christmas time, well, that was his show too. He took us to buy the tree. He directed its decoration. He hung the outside lights, and he left cookies for Santa. He told us that while Christmas celebrated the birth of Christ, it was not the most important holy day on the calendar. Easter was that day. Easter, when Jesus Christ rose from the dead, Easter was number one because Easter proved that Jesus was indeed God. My dad was an ad man, a top executive on Madison Avenue. He created the campaigns that sold the goods to America. His clients included General Mills and the Ford Motor Company and Procter & Gamble and Jell-O. If your parents or grandparents ate it or smoked it or drove it, my dad helped to sell it to them. He used to tell me, "Eddie, we don't convince people to drink coffee. We convince them what brand of coffee to drink." And that's what he taught us about the importance of the Epiphany. It was publicity. If Jesus Christ was born in the wilds of Judea and no one knew about it, what would his birth amount to? The Son of God, come to save us from our sins, is born, lives, and dies in desert anonymity. So what? Now the wise men, well, they took care of that. The Magi took notice, wrote it down, got back on their camels, and told the rest of the world to pay attention to the newborn son in Bethlehem. They recounted a powerful story, and a lot of the world took it literally. Jesus was made known. So there we were on Christmas Day, basking in the glow of our magnificent tree. Dad would never settle for anything less than magnificent. Opening presents in the exhausted glow of the sleepless night we kids had spent, and the all-nighter that our mom and dad had put in getting all of this ready for us. And the wise men, well, they're nowhere to be seen. The Christmas creche had Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus and shepherds and sheep and cows, but no wise men. "Hey, Dad, where's the wise men?" "Well, they're not here yet, Eddie. They're still a week away." No one except the folks in the stable knew that Jesus Christ was born. The Bible tells us that none of them, not Joseph, not even Mary, really knew what all of it was going to mean. Anyway, that's how my dad told me the story, and I must confess that every time I hear the hymns "Go Tell It on the Mountain" or "We Three Kings" or "What Child Is This?" I hear my dad carefully telling us that you can have the greatest idea in the history of the world. You can know that you are hearing the greatest story ever told, but it means nothing until someone lets the big, wide world know about it. From time to time, we've had an epiphany party at our house. Finger food and paper crowns, parlor games and holiday cheer. None of it having anything to do with the foundation story, my father's story of the most important marketing message in history. But that's okay. Almost nothing is left from when we were kids. The world moves along in its way. Beliefs change, customs change, history is adjusted. But still, it's nice to celebrate the idea that three really smart people saw a star all those years ago and followed it all the way to Bethlehem, all the way to our house, and to your house, right here in Wisconsin.